Hello.
Hey Mike, it's Nicole from Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Nicole.
How you doing? How was your weekend?
Not long enough and too
I
hot.
feel you. Do you get a 3-day weekend, hopefully this weekend with 4th of July coming up?
Hope so. We'll see.
So I got your voicemail. It looks like you called right as I was leaving the office, but and you said your email was getting bounced back.
Yeah.
Do you know happen to know if it said why, like if it was a spam or anything like that?
It said something about, let's see. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Nicole.
Nicole. So you never got the merchant statements?
No, they never came in. So I'm trying to see if maybe are you when you are sending me the email, are you replying to are you just pressing reply to one of mine?
No, I'm just forwarding.
You're
I
forwarding?
forwarded this particular one.
Let me see your emails real quick, the ones that I did get. It doesn't look like there's any, 'cause sometimes if there's like a picture or anything like that attached to it, it'll filter it as spam. But I don't see that your emails are doing that. And I got the other ones. I mean, yeah, I got your tax one and stuff. Are you able to see why if it says why it's bounced back?
It gave me some error. Hold on. I see you guys ran my credit already, right?
Yeah, I already put all that in.
So everything okay there?
I already have that. I just need the bank statements and the merchant statements, and then I can go ahead and get everything submitted in. Is it not saying anything?
Now I'm just going to try to resend it again.
Okay.
Nicole
It's N.
Edith.
Yeah, N. Suddeth.
Oh, I got it.
Okay. At bankofcardiff.com.
Resend it again.
Let's see. I don't know why it's not. Like I said, I got your other ones, so these ones should go through too.
And I just forwarded them to you just like I'm on this one.
Yeah. Might be an error on my side. Let's see. Do you mind if I give you my supervisor's email? Maybe we can try through there.
Your message to the following NSUDDETH at bankofcardiff.com. The message was blocked because of its content presents a potential security issue. Please visit this address, blah blah blah. So for some reason you guys are blocking it.
Let me see. Let me go talk to my supervisor and see why maybe that's happening, and I'll go ahead and give you a call back. Is that okay? Because it shouldn't be blocked. And then I'll give you a call back in like 10, 15 minutes. Does that work?
Okay. Is there another person, another email I get to try?
Yeah, you can try another one. You can try her email. It's J.
Well, I mean, I think it's being blocked at your company.
Yeah,
So, like, I don't want to say yeah.
I'm gonna go see why, and then I'll give you a call back in like 10 minutes or so.
Here, let me. I'll forward you the email that it's. Let me see if this comes through without an attachment.
Okay. Yep, I got that. That pops right up.
So yeah, when the attach, the attachments came through. You see the arrows that are in there?
Yeah, I see them. Okay, let me forward this to her and talk to her real quick, and then I'll give you a call back in like 10 minutes, okay?
All right, and then just in terms of, you know, deals that you guys do, from what you've seen so far, does it look doable or?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's not going to be a problem, that's for sure. I just need the bank statement so I can get that all submitted in, and then we'll be good to go.
Oh, yeah, the bank statements are fine. I got plenty. They're just looking for the cash coming in and going out.
Yeah, I just need the 6 month of bank statements and the 4 months of merchant statements, just so we can see the cash flow, and then we'll go ahead and get it submitted. Okay? Okay, I'll go ahead and give you a call back, so in about 10 minutes or so.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye, Mike.